My initial assignment was to design transistor portable radios.
Uh-huh.
And actually, it was under the supervision of Knut Holst, which I just met.
Mm-hmm.
So he was my first boss at Bang & Olufsen. And I did quite a few portables. And actually, those portables were the best, the biggest daily number which ever was produced. Bang & Olufsen produced 600 per day. That was a tremendous amount at that time.
That is impressive. I know Bang & Olufsen was the first out in Denmark anyway with the transistor
radio. And they had a very good reputation for it.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I did in the beginning. And actually, I gave the idea and make the electronic design and the mechanical design of the very first product that Bang & Olufsen had on Museum Modern Art, the Biolit 500,
mm-hmm.
which was a very flat one,
yes.
which I think really expressed what Bang & Olufsen is today to come
mm-hmm.
at that time, because there were only five buttons where you selected programs. They were huge buttons because it was meant for the kitchen, so that you could actually operate it with your elbow.
Was
so there were only five knobs, and then there was volume and on-off, and that was all. And it was beautiful. And it's on the Museum of the Modern Art.